Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
On the bank holiday weekend, the political satirist Armando Annucci was driving along the M40 to spend a couple of days in Snowdonia, and stopped off at a Starbucks on the way. As he's a man who likes to record all his thoughts on Twitter, he dispatched this message to his 80,000 followers. Still surprised that despite their market dominance, Starbucks haven't eliminated the slight smell of lavatory you get as you enter. Within minutes, Darcy Wilson-Reimer, the UK head of Starbucks, had replied, "Thanks for your feedback. Which store did you visit?" Mr. Annucci confirmed that he was at the Warwick Services, but that the Pong was in several stores. The managing director thanked him again and promised to investigate. The satirist then tweeted, "Good news! Starbucks are now looking into their pervasive lavatory smell." Social media experts will tell you that this is a perfect example of how companies should reply to customers on Twitter. The response should be made quickly and politely by someone senior. That way, customers get heard and corporate reputations get protected. But to me, this exchange does not seem like a good example of anything. Instead, it shows how social networking is making management focus on the wrong things and boring everyone else in the meantime. Lavatorygate raises three important questions. The first is, does the coffee chain really smell like a lavatory? If it does, the MD should not have been relying on this circuitous and random route to make the discovery. Surely his staff should have tipped him off long ago. The second question is about reputation. Does it matter that a satirist tells his 80,000 Twitter followers that he thinks Starbucks stinks? I doubt it. As far as I can tell, none of them responded, and I'd be amazed if even one person had coffee that morning at Cafe Nero instead. Still, even if Mr. Annucci's remarks were potentially damaging, they raise a third question. What should Starbucks have done about it? Mr. Wilson-Reimer's "thanks for your feedback" followed the traditional formula of customer complaints, but on Twitter it rings even more hollow than usual. If I were the head of Starbucks and a famous smart aleck had just complained that my stores stank of lavatories, I'd feel more like flushing his head down the nearest toilet than thanking him. More importantly, though, Mr. Annucci's tweet wasn't feedback. It was an observation to his followers. It wasn't addressed to Starbucks, and therefore there was no need for Starbucks to reply. And at least by not attending to such stuff, a lot of management time would have been saved. I've just searched for Starbucks on Twitter, and every minute about a dozen people tweet about the chain, mostly saying things like, "Just chillin' at Starbucks," or "I'm at Starbucks, ha ha." Floating around in this pig swill were some genuine complaints about a leaking cup or the odd Duff vanilla latte. I contacted these people and asked if they'd had replies from the company. They hadn't. I then look at Mr. Wilson-Reimer's movements on Twitter, and there he was, manfully trying to cope in the deluge, giving directions to the nearest store, dealing with complaints on the Starbucks card, commenting on the size of a tea leaf. Minute by minute, evenings and weekends, came the random responses to customer messages. In the past, Starbucks has been criticised for not listening to its customers, but this surely is listening gone mad. But then I had a thought. Maybe this isn't really the Starbucks MD himself doing this low-grade traffic management, as he has 700 stores to look after. So I asked if he employed someone to do this awful job for him. "No, all replies and tweets are from me," he tweeted. I think it's important to listen to customers and learn from the mistakes we make, so I try to respond to all. And so I thought I'd test the system. I've tried to compress my view of the chain, which I once expressed in a 1,000-word column, into a tweet. Starbucks is a riddle. The coffee is weak and pricey, the decor horrid, and the place often grubby. So why do we go on going there? I tweeted it 20 hours ago, but I still haven't had a reply. Maybe it's because Mr. Wilson Reimer doesn't know the answer any more than I do. Or maybe because I used a Twitter account that only has 10 followers, and so this disgusted, yet loyal, customer doesn't count.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.